A couple of weeks ago, I was listening to a Facebook Live testimonial of a friend of mine and her husband, who were sharing the great news that after a decade of being childless, God had given them a child. It's such wonderful, wonderful, exciting news she was sharing. And in that talk, she mentioned the verse Luke 1:37, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." The moment she said the verse, the Holy Spirit arrested my attention, and I was no longer listening to her talk on Facebook. I was being told to pay attention in my spirit to this verse. There was something there for me, and I spent several minutes contemplating, thinking through the verse, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." I felt as if the Spirit was saying to my spirit, "Sit back and relax. Watch me work. Let me do the impossible in your life. Take your hands off. Take off the control. No manipulation, no arm twisting. I'm going to do great and impossible things for you, but they're going to be me doing them and not what you've done or who you are." I thought about this and the excitement in me began to build. I do want that relationship with the Lord where I just stand in awe of Him and watch Him work great things in my life. Not 30 minutes later, on the same night, I received news of a prayer that I have had for a long time. And immediately God had answered that prayer. It was a change of heart of someone that I knew. And it was so amazing to me. It was awe-inspiring. God had brought this verse to me, to my attention, Luke 1:37. And then, not 30 minutes later, had showed me the realization of what it looked like for God to do something impossible in my life. I still haven't gotten over it. In fact, Luke 1:37 has become the verse that I want to focus on as my own verse for this year, 2021. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Sometimes when God doesn't answer things our way, or things aren't going well in our lives, or we have significant obstacles that we do not see a way around, the Lord possibly wants us to step back from that and just watch Him. He will work in His own time, and when He does, it will be swift and powerful, and He will bring about the answer in a way that we could not have conjured up in our small minds. A few years back, I was able to visit the Grand Canyon with my family. And if you have visited that amazing place, you know you cannot describe it to someone else in words or even in pictures or video. You really have to see it for yourself once in your lifetime. The last day we were going to be at the Grand Canyon, I wanted to get up early from the hotel that was close by the edge and walk to the edge of the Grand Canyon by myself because there are so many visitors there in the summer. I just wanted a few minutes alone with the Lord, looking at His beautiful, magnificent creation. And I did get that time. It's before sunrise. And I just was able to stand there and be overwhelmed with how big God is to create something so massive and awe-inspiring. And that has come to be how I feel about my prayer life. And I would love for you to sense this in your own time with the Lord. Just a time where we step back. We don't worry. We don't beg for anything. We aren't crying. We're not twisting our hands. We are just standing there for a few minutes, amazed. Amazed at God Himself, what He does, who He is, and what He can do. Thinking about what He has done. The entire world that we know created in 6 days. He is amazing. He could definitely do the impossible in my life. For 2021, the point of my prayer life, and I hope yours too, will be that God can and will do the impossible when we get out of the way and when we wait for his timing and when our part is just to stand there in adoration, admiration, and awe of who he is, knowing that nothing that happens in our life will be because we did enough, we were good enough, we prayed hard enough, but simply because God can do the impossible. This week, let's walk in love, because loving God means loving people.